Really, no new updates. We don't do that till Wednesday. As I mentioned yesterday, Monte Ball and Bubba Caldwell left the game, did not return.
How'd you feel with McManus's performance yesterday?
It was good. I mean, he was short of 100%, but ideally, you want everybody to be 100%. The reality is it doesn't happen. Strong leg. He's really a talented young kicker that we're going to do our best to improve him every day. And that's true of probably anybody on our team.
Did you get Monte checked out more this morning?
Yeah, he's got a groin strain. We'll kind of update you on Wednesday.
There's a lot been made of the cut block or whatever the block was that Julius Thomas had on Campbell. Did he use the right technique on that particular play?
Not necessarily whether it was the right or wrong technique. Is cut blocking is allowed in the National Football League. It's utilized by everybody in the league. But you cannot have the tackle engage and cut block at the same time. All right, it's called a chop block. But that in no way was intentional. Never been coached by me or anybody on my staff or any player we have on our football team in 4 years. I believe that's probably our first chop block called in our tenure here over 4 years. So it was a look that we had not seen much of. In fact, we weren't targeting anybody in particular. In fact, Calais was lined up at end, and he spends most of his time down inside. It was a three-man rush that we didn't communicate as well as we'd like. I never like to see any player injured, including an opponent's player. You can kind of see what happens. I mean, it cost us a 77-yard touchdown, so we're not coaching that.
Bruce Arians said it was the worst place he's in 37 years, and he said that that's not the type of coach you are. Did you reach out to him at all, or was there?
I talked to him after the game. I've been at 35, not quite 37, but it's not the dirtiest play I've seen this year, let alone 35 years.
What should have happened on that play for the football?
Well, one or the other. All right, either we cut the end man, or we fan out and he releases. The personnel group that we have in the game. I won't get into the exacts, but tight ends are playing running backs, and it's the same thing that happens when you're a back in the backfield and you have a tackle. All right, you can either chip your way out, which is a high block, or the tackle can go somewhere else and you can cut block. All right, but you can't have both, and we don't coach both.
As part of that, thinking with Julius, with his blocking kind of being up and down, that maybe a chop block might be something that at least gets him going, and when he's involved in having to block.
No. Rephrase that.
A cut block. A cut block.
I mean, it's everybody in the league uses cut blocks. You can't use them on fourth down, all right, or kicking plays, but it's part of football.
How do you feel about the defense's performance, particularly on third downs yesterday?
Well, it was a big improvement. Something I told you, we were a work in progress, something that we've worked very hard on, both the coaches and the players. We performed it better yesterday.
How about the running game in general? How do you feel that progressed, particularly blocking the front?
I think offensively, this game's about scoring points, whether it's conservative or all the words people on the outside give it. You don't really much care, all right? You score 41 points, you're going to win your share of games. Not all of them. People have outdone that. But, I don't think anybody in that room, or I know the guy sitting in this chair, doesn't really care how we get them, all right? I think it improved. We had our moments. We had our running back go out of the game, and then, both Juwan and Ronnie stepped in, I thought, did a good job. I was pleased with his performance yesterday, as I was a lot of people, really in all three phases. So, Ronnie's a talented young player that, this game's about getting opportunities and stepping up when you get them. I thought he did that.
Did he have to earn some trust back? I think he said that to me last night. He just wanted to prove that you guys could trust him.
You know, I think everybody in that room that's got a seat you trust, you know, what you do with that moving forward is really based on your performance. We're in a performance-based business. They know it. I know it. But I think he helped his cause. He had a good day.
When you looked at the film, what did you see from Trevathan's performance? I mean, we saw the tackle, but what did you see?
Well, first of all, I'll tell you, we're very, very happy to have him back. I think anytime you don't play football in 2 months, especially at this level, you're going to have some rust. But it was good having him out there, and I thought he played well.
After the game's over, do you have a chance to go through and look at all the records that are being set between Wes, Demarius, a couple of Peyton?
Well, I'm really blessed because I've got a great PR director here in Patrick Smythe, and he makes all of us aware of that, and it was no different yesterday.
What did you see with Demarius? Can you talk about Demarius, not just his athleticism, but maybe his character after some questionable games, coming back and just playing out of his mind?
Well, I think, he can speak to that better, but I know watching him prepare last week, I mean, that's where it starts. I mean, you just don't flop it out there and expect to perform like that. But he had a great week of preparation. He worked his rear end off extra, just worked very, very hard in preparation.